Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
We welcome you back in. It's time to catch up with Lee Colvin, financial advisor with Edward Jones, joining us here today. Mr. Colvin, how in the world are you?
We are loving life, Brian. I tell you what, we have had some of the best fall days over the last 2 weeks that this summer could possibly provide.
What are you?
It's been great.
You crazy?
Loving it. Loving this weather out here.
It's blistering hot.
Not like usual.
It's going to be 100 degrees today.
So I just jinxed myself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I should have just shut up.
You know,
The weekends have been nice fall weekends.
They haven't been too bad. You know, the 1 week of fall weather we actually have before winter is usually pretty good around here.
Yeah, yeah.
We go from summer to a week of fall and then winter. It's usually the way it goes. But
how are you guys doing?
Hanging in there, man.
Good. You're looking good?
Well, trying to look like my role model here.
You know?
Even going with the hairstyle.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Keep all you can.
Oh, well, I can see what happens to it when you hit this mid-40s thing, you know.
I know. It's rough, isn't it?
Well, Lee joins us every couple of weeks here as a financial advisor from Edward Jones to talk about your money and helping make sense of various things. And today we're talking retirement plans, I think.
We are. You know, Brian, as a business owner, you know, some things we wanted to bring up is you cannot afford to ignore your competition, right? I mean, competition's out there. You want to be participating in the markets, making sure that you're making the sales to feed your family. And while you cannot ignore your competition, you also cannot ignore or you cannot afford to miss out on the trends affecting your industry, right?
Right.
So, while you cannot afford to alienate customers,
right?
There's one more item that we want to add to the list, and that is please know that you cannot afford not to create a retirement plan for yourself.
So we're kind of talking to business owners here today.
Talking to business owners, and you know, you might think that one day you'll simply, you know, For you business owners out there, you might simply think, hey, you know what? One day I will sell my business and I will live off the proceeds. I'm going to put everything I've got into my business and it's going to work for me. But selling a business is not always simple. And there's no guarantee that you'll receive enough to pay for a comfortable retirement, which is why you should strongly consider creating a retirement plan for yourself now and growing on that over time.
Well, maybe a business owner might have a question in their mind, you know, what is the best for me? I would think, you know, like a traditional employee, 401k would maybe be one of those ideas. But, I mean, if you're a business owner, maybe it's different. So let's kind of break these down. We're going to talk about about three different ideas here, IRAs and even a 401k, which I find interesting. So let's
right.
Take these one at a time.
Yeah, and just know up front, there are many retirement plans that can fit your individual situation, right? So again, as we talk about these, don't just say, oh, I heard this on the radio, this is what I need.
So right? There's no one-size-fits-all here.
Definitely not a one-size-fits-all, but some of the most widely used plans for small business owners or medium-sized business owners, a SEP IRA. You know, this is a plan where you can contribute up to 25% of your compensation, as much as $56,000 in 2019 to a SEP IRA.
Now that's SEP, S-E-P, SEP?
S-E-P.
Okay, all right.
Your contributions are tax deductible, and your earnings are going to grow tax-deferred until they are withdrawn.
Okay.
Now, with this plan, what it's going to do is it's going to offer you significant flexibility in making contributions for yourself and for your employees. Plus, as an employer, you can generally deduct as business expenses any contributions that you make on behalf of your plan participants.
So that's a SEP IRA, and we've got Lee Colvin joining us, financial advisor with Edward Jones, as we talk about business owners and retirement planning, retirement plans. And SEP IRA is maybe something you haven't heard as much about. A simple IRA, I'm sure, or IRA is something a lot of folks maybe are familiar with.
Yeah, simples are usually, you know, SEPs are really good when you've got a small business owner a business owner, mm-hmm. With a few employees or no employees. Simple IRAs might be a little bit better if you have more employees that are not family members.
Gotcha.
So something to think about. And in 2019, you can put in up to $13,000 or $16,000 if you're 50 or older to a simple IRA. So again, each employee can contribute that. As is the case with the SEP IRA, your earnings grow tax deferred. So you're putting the money in, you're not paying tax on the contribution, the money is growing tax deferred.
And you don't pay the taxes until you withdraw.
Correct.
Gotcha.
You can match your employees' contributions dollar for dollar up to 3% of compensation. If you work for yourself, you can combine employee and employer contributions. So if you use the 3% matching rule and you earn enough to fully match employee contributions, then you can put in up to $26,000 per year or $32,000 if you're 50 or older. Hmm. Now, alternatively, just so you know, you could contribute 2% to each eligible employee's compensation each year up to the maximum of $5,600, regardless of whether the employee contributes or not, and then contributions to the employees are tax deductible.
All right, so let's talk about 401k plan. Kind of interested to hear this because you think of 401k and it's like employees and large companies and things like that. So, but there is an option here for business owners, apparently.
There is, you know, so there are traditional 401k plans that can help a large company. You also have an owner-only 401k plan. So on an owner-only 401k plan, if you have no employees other than your spouse, you can establish an owner-only 401k plan, which functions similarly to a 401k plan offered by a large employer. Between salary deferral, so the money you're earning and you're deferring in contributions and profit sharing, you can contribute up to $56,000 in pre-tax dollars to your owner-only 401k or $62,000 if you're 50 or older. So you get a catch-up if you're 50 and older. Now, like a SEP IRA and a simple IRA, Brian, a 401k does provide the potential to accumulate tax-deferred earnings. However, you could choose to open what's called a Roth 401k. In this case, the money can be funded or the account can be funded with after-tax dollars. With a 401k, your earnings, you put the contribution in, it's been taxed. The earnings, what you grow, mm-hmm. can grow tax-free, provided that you've had your account at least 5 years and you don't start taking withdrawals until you're at least 59 and a half.
So it's taxed as it goes in.
Correct.
And then whatever it makes, you're not taxed on that.
As long as you hold the money 5 years and at least till you're 59 and a half.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, which plan is right? Who knows?
Exactly. That's
why you have to get with your financial advisor, right?
You know, the answer is going to depend on so many different factors, such as whether you have employees, how many employees, how much money you can contribute each year. But all the plans mentioned above are generally easy to establish, and the administrative costs are usually minimal. So most important any one of them can help you build some of the resources that you'll need to enjoy a retirement lifestyle that you're looking for, that you've envisioned. So to select an appropriate plan, please, you want to consult with your tax and your financial advisor. Work with your tax advisor, work with your financial advisor, make sure you're choosing the right plan for you and your company. In any case here, don't wait too long. Again, you might hit it. You might be the one who hits it big and says, hey, you know, I'm going to make it big in my company. I'm going to sell my company, and that's going to be my retirement, and I hope you can. But just understand that many times that does not work out the way the employer or the business owner thought it would. So please don't wait to try to go ahead and fund for yourself your own retirement within your company. Time goes by quickly, and you reach that day when you're a former business owner, you'll want to make sure that you were prepared ahead of time.
Yeah. So that means, again, get with your financial advisor, get with your tax person, and in those conversations, come up with the plan for you. And if someone listening, Lee, doesn't have a financial advisor, I'm sure you'd be glad to kind of take them down this road.
Brian, we would always be we always welcome phone calls and visits to assess your need and find out if we can be the right fit for you to help. Please, you can reach out to us at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 907-7056. Or you can stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on the corner of Rutherford and Broad.
Lee Colvin joining us today on Rutherford Issues.